Welcome to a room filled with legends. We've been missing for a week because, boy, we were struggling around here. But we're back in the 2&M studio. Gentlemen, how are you all feeling? Healthy?
Healthier than last week, that is for sure.
Yeah, as healthy as I can be.
The good news is we don't have to revisit our tips from a couple of weeks ago. From memory, they weren't exactly great. Thank so God. We're just going to get in to round 10 of the NRL, which is magic round. So just must be remembered, your team might not actually be playing at home.
Well, they're not. Unless you're Brisbane, who's away, but at home.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah. Yep.
No confusion at all.
Pete, I think we're going to let you do something that you've been wanting to do for 9 rounds. You can probably
pick a winner.
You've been allowed to do that for a long time. Now, something different. Who are you going to pick for this week?
I'm allowed to pick the Panthers.
You are, because they've dropped a second spot. There's a team. The team that's above them is going to be playing against them.
That have scored, 150-odd points in 3 games or even more?
That's true.
I mean, Pappenhausen on his own had scored 115, outscoring most of the clubs.
Yeah, I saw somewhere that Pappenhausen has actually scored more points than the West Tigers
and
the Bulldogs, which is...
And he was doing it on one leg last week against St. George.
Embarrassing. Yeah, well,
thankfully, he's going to be sitting in the stands, and that is why the Panthers will get up this week.
Yep.
And I'm locking it in.
Okay, that's an interesting call, only because the Panthers haven't exactly set the world on fire. They went down to Parramatta last week, and the week before they struggled against the Gold Coast.
That was an absolute cracker of a game, and I've got to give credit to Parramatta. They beat us in the forwards.
I know how hard that is for you to do, mate.
And the offload, it is. It's extremely hard, trust me. Being a boy from the West, you never want to go for the other side, but they played extremely well and showed the way to beat Penrith is to throw the ball around and make the big fellas work
and play
hard.
Really well and don't drop the ball and make the tackles.
Exactly.
Would seem to be a simple
equation. But Panthers
equation.
For me.
Panthers locked in for Pete. Young Sam, who have you got?
I'm going based off last week's performance. I'm going the Broncos to beat the Manly Sea Eagles.
Wow.
Okay, all right. It's hard to argue with. In fact, I'd almost say that's a bit of an easier shooting fish in a barrel that way.
No,
Well, the Broncos have won, 3 or 4 in a row?
They're going well.
And even though they're away, they're at home.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, that's a good point. All right. Shall I go again?
It's entirely up to you, mate. If you can look at yourself in the mirror and go, you know what? I'm a man having made that call. Then I'll leave that with you.
I really thought if you were ever going to take the Tigers, it'd be this week against the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's a great point.
But I'm going to retract
my.
He's done a fact check. Whoop.
I've done a 180.
Yep.
I'm going to listen to Peter. I'm going the West Tigers to beat the Cowboys 1-12.
Mate, I would have stayed on the Broncos myself.
No.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I'm locking in the Cowboys. We've got ourselves a lock-off on that one. The Cowboys have been in awesome form recently.
Yeah, but the Cowboys are, I think they've just...
Are a quality side.
No, they haven't versed anyone of importance.
They beat Parramatta 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Sorry, they thumped Parramatta 2 weeks ago.
They thumped them in Darwin.
Yeah. I forgot about that, actually.
They've been in very good form. Look, the Tigers have been better, I'll give you that. They haven't been the Tigers that
terrible.
We know and love.
Yeah.
But I feel very confident of the Cowboys. We got any beers on this one? I believe I have all the beers.
You do at the moment,
They haven't yet to be provided to me.
Yeah. Well...
COVID got in the way of that, mate.
Yeah, COVID got in the way of that. It's refreshed. It's refreshed. We didn't talk about last week's locking in, so we're not talking about the beers.
I don't know if that's the case. We do have some replays that we can go back to. Gentlemen, I look forward to you remaining in good health and joining us next week for Lock It In. Thanks for being here this morning.
No dramas.
Thank you.